The Apostle Paul writes, "And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it." It's referring to the cross and the triumph of the Lord Jesus over principalities and powers. It's one of the great themes of Scripture. You remember how that begins in Genesis 3 with the Lord's word to the serpent, and that he would put enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. You will crush his heel, he will crush your head. And that, as it were, conflict then is seen throughout the Scriptures. We have the children of Israel in Egypt and Pharaoh's determination to kill all the male children. Well, what is that? It's this conflict between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, because to destroy the Jews meant Messiah could never come. You see the same thing in 1 Kings 11 with Ataliah's determination to destroy all the royal seed, and only Joash is preserved as a young baby and later is restored. But it's the same conflict right through the Scripture. And this is where the conflict is settled, at the cross. It comes out in various ways. I was reading this week the temptation of Christ in Matthew 4. And remember how Satan took him up to a pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" And we read that in isolation, not realizing exactly what follows that in the Psalms. In Psalm 91, the devil is quoting this to Jesus, but he stops short of the very next phrase. "He will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample under your feet." See the same promise coming time and again through the Scriptures, and the devil quoting that verse and cutting it short, and Jesus knowing he had cut it short. So that temptation actually became an encouragement to the Saviour. You are going to trample the serpent under your feet. And that's what we celebrate as we come to the table tonight, that in his death he destroyed death and him who had the power of death. And we rejoice then in the salvation that our Saviour wrought in the victory of Calvary.